USA News, I'm John Schaefer. In a recent interview with Univision, former President Trump commented on the ongoing Israel-Hamas conflict, expressing the view that the situation will need to unfold naturally.
So you have a war that's going on, and you're probably going to have to let this play out.
Trump highlighted the challenge posed by long-standing hatred between Israelis and Palestinians, but he asserted that under his administration's firm approach toward Iran, the conflict wouldn't have erupted. Former President George W. Bush also expressing confidence that the Israel-Hamas conflict will ultimately end.
Yeah, the images are grim. And yes, there's violence. But ultimately, love overcomes hate.
Bush made the remarks during his annual bike ride in Texas, organized to support injured veterans. Bush has consistently voiced unwavering support for Israel, emphasizing last week that in his view, one side is guilty and it's not Israel. President Biden is scheduled to hold a meeting with Chinese leader Xi Jinping in San Francisco next week. The meeting set to take place on the sidelines of a CEO summit during which Xi Jinping is anticipated to address prominent American business executives. Xi will be speaking to business leaders during a period of heightened tension in U.S.-China relations. Additionally, China's increasingly stringent restrictions on Western companies impacting their business operations have led these firms to reassess their investments in China. The possibility of another U.S. government shutdown looms as Congress is required to pass funding legislation by November 17th. Newly elected House Speaker Mike Johnson has not yet outlined his strategy for a short-term spending plan to prevent a shutdown. Sacramento is taking a stand against misinformation with a new California law set to go into effect next year. The Democrat-backed legislation requires all K-12 students in school to receive education in media literacy skills. This is USA News.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing and always need to stick your fingers to test your blood sugar. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. Apply a discrete sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger sticks. If you are living with type 1 or type 2 diabetes, and you use insulin or have had hypoglycemic events, you might be eligible for a CGM through your insurance benefits. U.S. Med partners with over 500 private insurance companies and Medicare. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill your insurance. Call us today for a free benefits check.
800-989-1361. 800-989-1361. 800-989-1361. That's 800-989-1361.
Israeli forces are advancing further into Gaza amid the ongoing conflict with Hamas. Local health authorities in Gaza reporting intense bombing and the presence of military vehicles in close proximity to hospitals. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has stated his country does not aim to govern Gaza once the war concludes. Election officials in various states across the country have discovered envelopes containing suspicious powdery substances. Investigations are underway in Washington, Oregon, California, Nevada, and Georgia, as all the envelopes were received this week. In Spokane, authorities confirmed traces of fentanyl in an envelope received by the county elections office. Meanwhile, Tacoma police reported the substance in their letter tested positive for baking soda. Uncle Sam still wants you. And you can be a bit older.
Now's your chance to join the Air Force or Space Force. Both branches of the military are raising the maximum age applicants can enlist to 42, a bump up of 3 years from the previous age of 39. Most branches of the U.S. military are having trouble recruiting, with all but the Marines missing their recruiting goals last year. I'm Corey Myers.
The NBA in-season tournament is still underway. All games played on Tuesdays and Fridays throughout this month contribute to the in-season tournament. The winners of the six groups into wild card teams will progress to the quarterfinals leading up to the championship game in December in Las Vegas. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow Towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towels that includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.